let go of me! One of the girls yells. A guy laughs in response. I can't see a thing. The girls' voices are moving away from me. John! Sarah calls.
Where are you, John?
Shouts Sam. I stand to go after them, but I'm hit again. No, that's not right. I am tackled. The wind is knocked out of me when I'm plowed to the ground. I rush up and try to catch my breath, my hand against a tree for support. I pick dirt and leaves from my mouth. I stand there a few seconds and don't hear a single sound other than my own labored breathing. Just when I think I've been left alone, somebody shoulders into me and sends me flying into a nearby tree. My head slams against the trunk, and I briefly see stars. I'm surprised by the person's strength. I reach up and touch my forehead and feel blood on my fingertips. I look around again, but can't see anything other than the silhouetted trees. I hear a scream from one of the girls, followed by the sounds of struggle. I grit my teeth. I am shaking. Are there people mixed in with the wall of trees around me? I can't tell, but I feel a set of eyes on me. Somewhere. Get off of me! Sarah yells. She's being pulled away. I can tell that much. Okay, I say to the darkness, to the trees. Anger surges through me. You want to play games? I say loudly this time. Somebody laughs nearby. I take a step towards the sound. I get shoved from behind, but I catch my balance before I fall. I throw a blind punch, and the back of my hand scrapes against the bark of a tree. There is nothing left to do. What point is there in having legacies if they are never used when needed? Even if it means Henri and I load the truck tonight and drive off to yet another town, at least I will have done what I needed to do. You want to play games? I yell again. I can play games too! A trickle of blood runs down the side of my face. Okay, I think. Let's do this. They can do all they want to me, but they will not harm a single hair on Sarah's head. Or Sam's. Or Emily's. I take a deep breath, and adrenaline races through me. A malicious smile takes shape, and my body feels as though it has grown bigger. Stronger. My hands come on and glow brilliantly, with bright light that sweeps through the night, the world suddenly ablaze. I look up. I flash my hands across the trees and sprint off into the night. Chapter 14. Kevin steps from the trees, dressed as a mummy. He's the one who tackled me. The lights stun him, and he seems dumbfounded, trying to figure out where they're coming from. He's wearing night vision goggles. So that is how they are able to see us, I think. Where did they get them? He charges me, and at the last second, I step out of the way and trip him. Let go of me, I hear from down the trail. I look up and sweep my lights across the trees, but nothing moves. I can't tell if the voice is Emily's or Sarah's. A guy's laughter follows. Kevin tries to stand, but I kick him in the side before he gets to his feet. He falls back to the ground with an oomph. I rip the goggles from his face and throw them as far as I can, and know they will land at least a mile away. Maybe two, or three, because I'm so angry that my strength is out of control. Then I race off through the woods before Kevin can even sit up. The trail winds left, then right. My hands glow only when I need to see. I sense that I'm close. Then I see Sam up ahead, standing with a zombie's arms around him. Three others are close by. The zombie lets go of him.
Chill out! We're just kidding around. If you don't resist, you won't get hurt, he says to Sam. Sit down or something.
I snap my hands on and flash the lights in their eyes to blind them. The closest person steps towards me, and I swing and hit him in the side of the face, and he falls motionless to the ground. His goggles sail into the overgrown brambles and disappear. The second person tries to bear hug me, but I break his grip and lift him off the ground.
What the hell?
He says, confused. I throw him, and he hits the side of a tree 20 feet away. The third guy sees this and runs away. That just leaves the fourth, the one who is holding Sam. He lifts his hands in front of him, as though I'm aiming a gun at his chest.
It wasn't my idea, he says.
What does he have planned?
Nothing, man. We just wanted to play a joke on you guys, scare you a little.
Where are they?
They let Emily go. Sarah is up ahead.
Give me your goggles, I say.
No way, man. We're borrowing them from the police. I'll get in trouble.
I step towards him.
Fine,
he says. He takes them off and hands them to me. I throw them even harder than I did the previous pair. I hope they land in the next town. Let them explain that one to the police. I grab Sam's shirt with my right hand. I can't see a thing without turning on my light. Only then do I realize I should have kept the two pairs of goggles for us to wear, but I didn't. So I take a deep breath and let my left hand glow and begin guiding us up the path. If Sam finds it suspicious, he doesn't let on. I stop to listen. Nothing. We continue on, weaving through the trees. I turn the light off.
Sarah!
I yell. I stop to listen, and hear nothing but the wind blowing through the branches and Sam's heavy breathing. How many people are with Mark? I ask.
5 or so.
Do you know which way they went?
I didn't see.
We push on, and I have no idea in which direction we are headed. From far off, I hear the groan of the tractor motor. The fourth ride is starting. I feel frantic inside and want to sprint, but I know that Sam can't keep up. He's breathing heavily already, and even I'm sweating, despite the temperature being only 45 degrees. Or maybe I'm mistaking blood for sweat. I can't tell. As we pass a thick tree with a knotted trunk, I get tackled from behind. Sam yells as a fist hits me in the back of the head, and I'm momentarily stunned. But then I pivot and grab the guy by the throat and shine the light in his face. He tries to peel my fingers away, but it's useless.
What is Mark planning?
Nothing, he says.
Wrong answer.
I thrust him into the nearest tree 5 feet away, then I pick him up and lift him a foot off the ground with my hand again around his throat. His legs kick wildly, hitting me, but I tighten my muscles so that the kicks do no damage.
What is he planning to do?
I lower him until his feet touch solid ground, loosening my grip to allow him to speak. I sense Sam watching, drinking all of this in, but there is nothing I can do about it.
We just wanted to scare you guys, he gasps.
I swear I will break you in half if you don't tell me the truth.
He thinks that the others are dragging you two to Shepherd Falls. That's where he took Sarah. He wanted her to see him beat the crap out of you, and then he was going to let you go.
Lead me, I say. He shuffles forward, and I turn my light off. Sam takes hold of my shirt and follows behind us. When we walk through a small clearing lit by the moonlight overhead, I can see that he's looking at my hands. They're gloves, I say. Kevin Miller was wearing them, some sort of Halloween prop. He nods, but I can tell he's freaked out. We walk for nearly a minute until we hear the sound of running water just ahead of us. Give me your goggles, I say to the guy leading us. He hesitates, and I twist his arm. He writhes in pain and quickly rips them from his face.
Take them! Take them! He yells.
When I put them on, the world turns to a shade of green. I push him hard and he falls to the ground.
Come on,
I say to Sam, and we walk ahead, leaving the guy behind. Up ahead, I see the group. I count 8 guys, plus Sarah. I can see them now. Do you want to wait here or come with me? It might get ugly.
I want to come, Sam says.
I can tell he's scared, though I'm not sure if it's because of what he's seen me do or the football players ahead of us. I walk the rest of the way as silently as I can, Sam.